Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us every Wednesday is play-by-play man Jeff Levrine. Hello, Levo.
Hey, good morning. Hope you guys had a nice, happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. Did the fireworks keep you up last night?
No, not at all. I think it was great. Maybe a little bit on the third, but not so much yesterday.
Yeah? I was going to say, I heard him a little bit sporadically, but didn't really keep me up. Hey, wanted to play this for you. So David Ross, the manager of the Cubs, was thrown out of the game. So was the first base coach yesterday of the Cubs for arguing balls and strikes. And after the game, he was ranting about the balls and strikes, and then all of a sudden he turned toward the roof being closed.
I know it's not an easy job, but there's some of the pitches that got called today just weren't even close. And so it's got to be better. You know, they're closing the roof to get rid of the shadows late. There's a lot of bullshit that went on today that just was really frustrating.
So he said something about closing the roof because of shadows, so they asked him about that.
I thought it was horseshit. I don't know.
So what's he upset about? Is the roof being closed, does that aid the hitter? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really bad shadows, but even with the roof closed, you still had the shadows coming in from the panels in right field and can't do anything about that. I mean, they don't have blinds or anything for those things.
Really?
You know, for the grounds crew, I think they were worried about a potential storm that was in the neighborhood, so they ended up trying to close the roof and ended up being only halfway closed, and I think they were just trying to get ahead of it so that they could close the roof quicker. I really don't know the science behind all that. I know they used to play ball games before my tenure here where half the roof was open for half the ball game just because the shadows were bad. So I think he was just really frustrated with the strike zone, and I totally understand that. Both sides were not very pleased with the strike zone yesterday, and then just decided to take that opportunity to share his opinions about the roof as well. But at least we have a roof.
Right. Right. Boy, man, after Monday's game, I mean, that was one of the games of the year on Monday, to come back from down 6-0 to win that game that way. And they almost did it again yesterday. I mean, the Cubs are on the ropes. You punch them out a couple of more times, and their season is over.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the Brewers did that to him a couple of years ago, too.
Yep.
And that's when they ended up selling all their players and trading Rizzo and Baez and Bryant. I mean, that was the end of that era. And it was a series against the Brewers over Memorial Day that did that to them. You know, they were probably going to do it anyway, but the Brewers hastened that process up. Yeah, it was a tough one yesterday, too, because it felt like you had that game in the balance. You held them in the top of the 10th inning and had a chance to score, and then some wacky base running and maybe a tough decision at third base in the 10th inning, sending that runner with one out, and he gets thrown out of home plate.
Yeah.
And then just a tough play in the 11th where your runner's at third base and it's a shallow fly ball. You have to give it a shot to try and tie the game. But they came back again. I think that bodes well for the future for this team, too.
Let's end on a good note, though. Jamai Jones, how about that? That three ribby double on Monday. I mean, just it's cool to see a guy like that get back in the bigs and play that way.
Yeah, and on the first swing, too. I mean, he comes up to the plate. Craig Counsell pushes every single button correctly on Monday. Sends up Jamai Jones, who just showed up. He barely even had an opportunity to put his cleats on. And boom, first pitch, three-run double, tie ball game. Brewers win it. 8-6, just a great moment for him, and hopefully he sticks around for a little while too.
Jeff Levrine of your Brewers 360. Jeff, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take it easy, guys.
Back at it again tonight, right here on WTMJ. The Brewers and the Cubs at American Family Field.